inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
Leaves are changing and turning color around the Southeast Alaska area this week. And in this week's edition of Garden Talk, we plan for more fall color in our yard and garden. With us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what kind of things that might we be thinking about that might add a little bit of color to our yard and garden? What are some of the more popular trees and plants?
Sure. Since so many of us are refugees from places down south where there's some great fall color, I'm from the upper Midwest myself, and that's something I really look forward to in the fall, is the beautiful colors. And unfortunately, the alders don't do a whole lot. They pretty much turn from green to brown and the leaves fall off. Cottonwoods get some more color, and it, for those folks who might be traveling north, if you go to Haines, Skagway, and points north, the birches are spectacular. And the quaking aspen, again, great fall color, as well as some of the undergrowth. Our local wild blueberries turn really nice color up in the alpine. So adding some of our own, one of the natives, if folks can find them, are the Douglas maples. And they're kind of a shrubby, viney sort of a maple, somewhat like vine maples, for folks who are more familiar with those. That's a really nice one. And if you don't have to touch them, the Devil's Club are a beautiful color. But otherwise, there are lots of imported maples that add color from the Japanese maples and Norway maples and others. The birches usually have yellow to orange color. And the Japanese Katsura is another spectacular one that really ranges in colors from pinks to salmon to orange colors. So we can add more to basically get more enjoyment out of our fall landscape.
We have a little cherry tree or a little cherry shrub or a mini tree in front of the station here, which kind of changes colors too. I mean, that is that another option?
Certainly. That's a really good one. And there's a lot of different cherries. We have one that's actually a volunteer in my yard. It's has become a huge tree, 30 feet tall and wide. It volunteered shortly after we moved in here. I suspect sprouted from a seed that we probably threw out with our compost. And it will be a flaming yellow-orange, probably in about 2 weeks. It's still nice and green now. But another native, too, and others that we can bring in for shrubs include the red twig dogwoods. And they are native here and farther north. Again, a great choice for bright fall color. They do have some white berries, which the birds like. Not much for us to eat. But that's a really good choice. And some of the spireas, again, talking about shrubs, which had flowers on them earlier in the season. Some of them are colorful throughout the season. But again, it gets bright. There's one called Gold Flame, which is a spectacular tree. And the burning bush, again, if you go past Fred Meyer's, there's some beautiful burning bush plants turn from green to bright red orange in the fall, too.
How about some perennials or some flowers? Any options there?
There are, actually. Some of the late bloomers include some monkshood and ligularias and turtlehead, which are blooming now. And even, again, stuff that I'm familiar with from the Midwest, but we are surprised, as long as we give them as good a sunny spot and good drainage, our black-eyed Susans. We have had some of those blooming out at the Shrine of St. Therese into early November. So it's kind of surprising what we can get. You know, we're trying new stuff all the time, new plants. And another good one is the Miss Kim lilac. Those were our normal lilacs turn green to brown. Those will turn purple. Leaves in the fall. So another nice choice, along with a PJM rhododendron. Again, another one that turns kind of a reddish purple leaves in the fall, and then the leaves turn back to green next year.
Well, we're kind of sliding into fall here, or at least we're sort of kind of easing into it here. We finally got the August rains going on. Is it too late to start planting this stuff?
It really isn't. The most challenging part really is finding them in any of your local retailers. Some of these I have, and others may too. But it's a great time of year for planting, partly because of the fall rains that we are having, finally moistening the soil. the roots, if you get them in the ground now, you'll loosen the roots from the pots into the soil. Water them once thoroughly. Throw some compost on the surface or some seaweed and mulch, though over the couple inches of mulch over the top, because the roots will continue to grow well into the fall as long as the ground isn't frozen. So it really is a good time for planting or even transplanting some, perhaps you've got some shrubs that need to be moved or something like that too. And it really is a good time of year here in September and even into early October. I'm not going to predict what our fall weather is going to be like beyond, but we'll see. But the mulch is really important, again, because of the potential for freeze-thaw action during the winter if we don't get consistent snow cover.
And I guess it also kind of depends on what you can find available at retailers in town, too.
That's exactly right. But again, if you're just driving around and see some beautiful plants, trees, shrubs, take pictures of them. There's identification apps on the, on your phones that are available too to figure out, okay, well, I want one of these or several of these for next year. So again, planning ahead, looking at what you see that's colorful now and will be over the next month, look to next year.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature during Morning Edition here on KTOO during spring, summer, and early fall.